this gallon bucket to let the milk tanks down in the system.
Did you ever see something like that made out of wood?
Yeah, we had some wooden, but we didn't use it for that. We used the wooden ones to draw the water out of the wells. Mm-hmm. You had in the bottoms of the hilly country, you could go down and dig a water well with a post hole digger, which would be 8 or 10 feet deep. Mm-hmm. And you would take, to keep it from caving in, you would take some boards and slide down into it. And this is what you used your wooden pail for, mm-hmm. or your wooden, they had another name I can't think of. But it would be small enough and it would have a hole right in the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. When you let it down in there, it would sink and the water would come up through that hole. And when you went to pick it up, this valve would close it, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't let the water back out. And we called them pails.
Is a pail and a bucket the same thing?
It could be. Mm-hmm. Not a pail could mean, like we call that a pail, water pail. But it is, it holds water. It's like a bucket. Mm-hmm.
What different kinds of fences do you remember seeing?
Well, we had the barbed wire fence for the bigger animals like your cows and your horses and things, and then we had a net fence or a hog wire fence, mm-hmm. for the smaller animals where they couldn't get through it.
When you're going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Yeah, you'd have to dig holes for your post. You'd take a post hole digger and dig your holes.
Uh-huh. What about a fence made out of wood that would be around someone's house or around someone's yard? Maybe it came up like points. Or?
Yeah. I don't know. We have one there now. I just called it a plank fence, a board fence. Mm-hmm.
Do you see one that comes up in little points? And maybe about 4 feet high or so.
I've seen them all kind, but I don't think I've ever seen one come to a point from just one area. You mean to be at a point?
No,
all over.
Well, it would be going vertically. Mm-hmm. Sitting vertically. Mm-hmm. Seems, do you ever hear paling fence or picket fence?
We had a picket fence around our house in the yard.
What did that look like?
Well, you take boards about 4 inches wide and you sharpen them on one end and you stick your sharp end up and you take some more and run it two boards around and nail your pickets on it, and it's called a picket fence.
What about a fence that would go like this? Do you remember seeing them?
Yeah, I remember seeing them made out of just whole trees. They would go in the woods and cut the trees down, and they wouldn't be a picket fence or a board fence.
Well, they would go in and out,
yeah.
Like this, mm-hmm. is made out of split.
Railings, they would split I reckon they call them railings, off of logs and things and build fences.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence or a wall that's made out of loose stone or rock?
Yes, I've seen them.
What were they called?
I don't know what they were called.
They mentioned them. You raise cotton. What do you call it when you get out there and send the cotton out?